こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、放射能を調べる検査と称して民家に侵入し、中学生の少女を脅して体を触ったとして逮捕された男が、成人向け漫画同人誌を読んで手口を真似したと供述していたことが分かりました。埼玉新聞の取材によると、埼玉県警は今月初旬、同人誌の作者の元を訪れ、今後は模倣されないよう配慮してほしいと要請し、漫画を真似すると犯罪になるという注意書きをすることなどを申し入れました。警察が作者個人にこうした申し入れをするのは異例です。
A man who was arrested for threatening and groping a woman after posing as a radiation inspector in order to gain entry to her home has in a testimony stated that his actions were inspired by adult manga. According to Saitama Shimbun, this month the Saitama police will visit the author and make requests to help prevent imitation attacks, including onefor warning text, which states, copying the actions in this manga may be criminal. The police approaching an author with this kind of proposal is unprecedented.
So, will visit っていうか、もう visit したんだけどね。
Oh, okay.
So, これすごい盛り上がってて、ツイッターが。
Hmm.
これを書いた漫画の作者が、結構その界隈では有名な人らしくて、少女を対象にしたエロ漫画みたいのを書いてるらしいんだよね。うん、で、まあ、そのうちの一つがこういうふうに放射能を調べる検査に来ましたっておじさんがやってきて、その家の 小学生だか中学生だか忘れちゃったけどの女の子に、まあ、性的暴行を加えるっていうものなんだけど、まあ、ツイッター見てるとみんな結構怒ってるっていうか、
うん、
その警察が介入してくるっていうのは表現の自由を侵害してるっていうトーンなんだけど、私も最初本当にそうだなと思ったんだけど、実際作者の人がツイッターでこの話をしてて、それを見るとまあ高圧的に申し入れされたっていうよりかは、まあちょっとこんなことがあったんでみたいな感じで、まあ、やんわり会話したぐらいの程度らしいんだけど、
うん、
そう、
うん、
まあ、日本は一応ね、江戸時代とか明治時代、明治時代に検閲があったから、
right.
映画なり本なりなんなり全部政府が一旦チェックして世に出していいものかどうかを決めるっていう、だから政府の批判とかキスシーンとか流血とか全部跳ねられてっていう歴史もあるので、そこはやっぱり守っていかないとまた元に戻っちゃうねっていうのが多分みんなの中にも浸透してるから、日本では珍しく表現の自由が声高に叫ばれるよね、漫画とかになるとやっぱりそれはいいことだなと思うけど。
What do you make of this as a precedent for this sort of thing? Like, should this becomesort of common practice for police departments to advise warning labels, and are there consequences for non-compliance?
一応埼玉県警のコメントでは、今後も同じようなことがあったら申し入れをしていきたいみたいなの書いてあるんだよね。ただでもじゃあハリウッド映画とかってさ、人殺したりとかめっちゃ出てくるし、じゃあそこにいちいちウォーニングが出てこれと同じことすると捕まりますって出るかって言うと別にそういうわけじゃないから。
Right, so is the criteria the fact that someone was specifically inspired by this? For example, was it the ones in Aurora that were Batman inspired? I mean, that person was very strongly moved by the Batman film, and a lot of people were sort of had empathetic sentiments towards the Joker, and you know, became the Joker for Halloween, and some people just took that even further and were inspired to attack people.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't fault the creators of Batman for that.
Yeah. そうなんだよね。そのこれも作家の人の家に急に警察が来たらしくて、その 書いた人が別に煽ったわけではないから直接的にその勝手に真似されたことに対してなんか責任を負わなくちゃいけないっていうのは理不尽ではあるし、まあ、ネットがない時代は正直その政府が規制したり、まあ、こういう注意書きしたりとかってするのに一定の力があったと思うんだけど、今って別に規制したところでネットとかで見れるしどこでも見れちゃうから、どこまでね現実的かっていうのは違うよね。
We certainly can't control what people are exposed to.
Yeah.
And I think a reasonable person would defend the right of any artist to produce what they're feeling or what they wish to express, right?
まあ、アートという
I really don't think that I don't think that the police has a role in this. I think this is a cultural issue that the public at large has a responsibility to
そうね、だから規制とかっていう意味ではアクセシビリティっていうのはあるじゃん、やっぱり一つそのアートとかと一緒で、じゃ あの表現の自由はあるにしても、これが小学生とか中学生が誰でもいつでも見られるような状態にしておくっていうのはやっぱり良くないわけじゃん。あのもう大広げになってて見たくない人にも見えちゃうとか、だからそこだけ気をつければいいよね。だからゾーニングっていうと思うんだけど、そういうのあとはもう別に、だからこれを
Do you think that there's space for the government in this capacity though? Because I don't really think there is, and I think it's kind of a weird intrusion. I mean, I don't think that it's not like I disagree with what they're saying, and I agree with their sentiment and people generally that there should be cultural and societal considerations for this kind of artistic work, but for the government to become involved in artistic expression, even if they don't say anything, it kind of suppresses people's expression.
Yeah, yeah. So, だから一応、まあ、Twitter でみんな怒ってるし、弁護士の人とかもコメント出していて、まあそこに警察が介入する。しかもその、まあ今回は作者の人は一応。ね、やんわり言われただけだから大丈夫ですっていうことを言ってるんだけど、まあ、場合によっては警察の人が家に来るっていうだけですごい圧を受ける可能性があるじゃん。でもう書くのやめようかなとか、なんかこう言葉で言わなくても家に警察が来るっていうだけでそれ自体が意味を持ってしまうこともあるから、
and tons of artists are making stuff that is arguably more profane, more offensive, more provocative、mm.When you have so many people interacting with a single work, it becomes a weird numbers game where, I mean, it only takes one person to act out whatever.
そう、あと前から言われてるのはやっぱなんか漫画に対する当たりが強い。その他のメディアムに比べて本とか映画とか。だから漫画でこういう風に事件になるともうすぐ漫画読んでる人は全部おかしいみたいな風に言われがちだから、
Do we consider this some kind of mental illness or schizophrenia or
What do you mean? Oh, the guy who did it?
Mm-hmm. So because those labels tend to be applied in response to the nature of the crime, right? And this is a certain category of motive for criminal activity, right? Where does that fall? You know?
I don't know. まあ、もともとでも警察発表とかってさ、こうだからこの人はこれをやりましたって分かりやすい理由を言いたがるじゃん。こうみんなを安心させたいから。だからそれが必ずしも真実じゃない時もあるっていうか、これも実際この犯人もいろんな手口でなんか何回もやらかしてるらしくて、まあ、その漫画からヒントを得たっていうのはそのうちの一つだけ、だからじゃあ漫画読んだだけのためにこの人がこれをやろうって思いついたのかっていうと別にそういうことではないから。
You know, there's a very similar thing well, it's debatable how similar it is, but there were these attacks or there was an attack yesterday in Virginia bysomeone who is allegedly a liberal activist. that had volunteered for Bernie Sanders and his campaigns and whatnot. And in Virginia, he opened fire and shot a bunch of people at a charity baseball game.
Okay.
That involved, and all these Republicans were there, including this, I think he's like a former congressman or something, Scalise. He was shot and he's in critical condition in the hospital. And so now there's this question, to what extent is what has been said in the liberal media and by Bernie Sanders and by the political campaign at large that may have contributed to this person wanting to kill these Republican leaders, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the second incident like this recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're aware of these sentiments, yeah? You know, the hashtag impeach, we need to get rid of this guy, and
right.
and there's the Antifa group, and some of these people are becoming quite aggressive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, do we say, like, you can't say these certain things, or you're responsible if you send out a message that influences one person to commit some specific action, or is that responsibility entirely with the actor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. まあそれ難しい。だって誰も答えないからこういうことになるわけでしょ。So.
Yeah, maybe there isn't. I mean, responsibility isn't a clearly quantifiable.
いやなんかこういう、まあ、漫画とかポルノとか、まあ、大体そうだけど、例えばこの人が描いた漫画もちょっとだけネットで見れたんだけど、まあ犯罪なわけよ。要はそのやってることが、
mm-hmm.
その漫画の主人公なのか分かんないけど、その男の人が家に訪ねてきて、本当に小学校だか中学校、幼女をレイプするみたいな。でそういうのがもともと好きで読んでる人もいるだろうし、あんまり馴染みがなくて読んで初めて、あこういうこともあるんだってなる人もいるだろうし、実際それにインスパイアされて、例えばそれに触れる時期が早かったとかね、本当に10代の初めとか、
mm-hmm.
でそこに触発されてそういう性癖になるみたいなこともあるのかもしれないし、じゃあそれを書いた人に全責任があるのかっていうとそうじゃないだろうけど、責任が1ミリもないのかっていうとそうじゃない場合もあるだろうし、
You know, it's weird because if you inspire people to do something positive, then they won't hesitate, you know, they will give you credit for it.
Yeah.
And you won't hesitate to take credit for that positive inspiration.
そうだね。
You know, you don't have this kind of plausible deniability or
yeah.
You don't have this liability clause
mm-hmm.
built into, like, just in case you're inspired to do something positive.
そうで、やっぱりこれも普段は、まあ、法治国家だから、その感情論とかは抜きで考えないといけないわけじゃない。そうすると、まあ、表現の自由っていうのがあるから、警察がこうやって作者に会いに行くのもおかしいし、まあ、やるべきじゃないって普段だったら多分思うんだけど、ただじゃあ警察の人も被害者の子にも会うだろうし、被害者の親にも会うだろうし、で例えば何回かこういうケースがあった時に、あなんかこういう漫画描いて助長してるみたいに見えるから、ちょっと書いてる人に会って話聞きに行こうかなとか思う気持ちもわからないでもないというか、その実際犯罪と対峙しなくちゃいけないわけだから、こういう捜査してる人っていうのは、だから難しいよね。なんかそこか、子供が被害者だから、
it's a social sort of cultural thing. I think that, you know, the state can get a little bit intimidating, and I don't know if it's the right role.
次、 MBO パートナーズの最新報告書によると、アメリカ国内で自由業や自営業の人が昨年から 2.8% 増加し4080万人となり、民間の社会人の 31% が自営業や自由業であることが分かりました。 MBO パートナーズの CEO は増加の理由として能力が高い人は会社を辞めてフリーになった方が儲かることや企業側も正社員を雇うよりもフリーランサーを雇いたがる傾向が高まっていることなどを挙げています。自営業や自由業を選択した理由として一番多かったのは自分が自らの上司でいられるからという回答で次が自由度が高いからでした。逆に大変なこととしては収入が予測できないことや退職計画を立てにくいことなどが挙げられました。自営業や自由業を始めることについて企業に属している人の 65% がリスクがとても大きそうと答えたのに対し実際に自営業や自由業を営んでいる人でリスクがとても大きいと答えたのは 26% にとどまりました。
According to the most recent report by MBO Partners, independent business and self-employment grew by 2.8% since last year to 40,800,000 people and now consists of 31% of working adults. MBO Partners CEO has stated that the reason for this increase is that some skilled workers have realized that they can make more money independently and growing preference for businesses to hire freelancers.The most common reasons for self-employment or independent business were to be my own boss, followed by flexibility, with unpredictable income and a lack of a retirement plan cited as heavy negatives. Among traditional corporate workers, 65% responded that self-employment seemed extremely risky, contrasting with 26% of independent workers saying it's risky.
So, この31%っていうのは公務員とかを除いて民間の社会人ってことね、プライベートセクターに限定するとっていうことなんだけど、そう、でもなんか、まあ私は日本に住んでるけど、周りでも多い、前よりは増えてる感じしない？まあ年齢もあると思うけど、自分で会社を立ち上げるとか、まあ自由業でやっていくみたいな人。
うん。I think so. I mean, around us at least.
そうね。どこでも増えてるってわけじゃないと思うけど。
I mean, I've instigated that in several people as well. And then I've seen them try to, you know, cause that domino effect in other people and pull people out of the corporate world. I think it is somewhat viral or contagious too.
そうだね。なんかね、健康にいいと思うって答えてる人も結構いた。
Yeah, well,
フリーランスの方が。
It's good for your living experience as a human being.
いや、この日本語だとね、ちょっとどういう風に言っていいか分かんなくて、自分が自らの上司でいられるっていう、なんとなく分かりにくい表現になっちゃったけど、Be your own boss って結構英語だと言うよね。その上司がまあ、要はいないってことなんだけど、自分が自分に責任を持ってるだけの状態で別に失敗したら自分が困るだけっていう、
Well, being your own boss is different from not having a boss.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, because when you're, if you're your own boss, I mean, if you don't have a boss, maybe you're unemployed or whatever, but being your own boss is that you're managing
yourself.
I'm
talking about working people, like if you're working.
Right, but in general conversation, the implications of that phrase, being your own boss, is that you still have to boss yourself around.
Right. その他人が上司としていないってこと。
Yeah. You still have a boss, is the point, I guess.
Yeah.
でもまあ楽
だよね。私はどっちもやったけど楽だね今の方が。
yeah,
sure. 報告しなくていいっていうのが一番楽だね。だからこのポッドキャストとかも例えば会社でやってて上司がいて私とマイケルがこう上司に言われたままやってるとしたら、じゃあどれぐらいリスナーの数が推移しててこういう時に減ってこういう時に上がってとかを全部レポートにして提出とかしなきゃいけないわけじゃん。
Right, and that's what makes it fake and gross, all that stuff.
それを別に気にしなくていいし、報告する誰に報告する義務もないし、
気にしない方がいいんじゃない。
そう、それはもちろん楽だね。あとは PR の仕事を例えばやるっていう時も別にやってもいいしやんなくてもいいわけじゃん。命令されてるわけじゃないから、 やりたければやるし、やりたくなければやらないし、あの、で一緒に働く人も選べるし、そういう意味では全然ストレスはないよね。
And you can work on a lot, a much greater variety of things. You know, the number of most people I know that are self-employed, including myself, have to acquire a really wide range of skills. And a lot of, you know, from image editing to, well, in my case, audio editing and programming
yeah.
And on and on. Even stuff like photography matters, you know?
そうだね。こんなスキルも役に立つんだみたいなこともあるもんね。
Yeah, so if you're someone that likes learning, because if you're working for a company, they're not desperately trying to facilitate your learning, especially not in a way that is congruent with your interests. You know, it's just how can we make the most, get the most out of you.
Yeah, そうね。だから責任はある意味増えるというか、守ってくれるものがないから、こう仕事がなくなっちゃったら本当に収入がなくなっちゃうっていうのはあるけど、
this you know, in this survey it's kind of like, is it risky, is it not risky, but what are you risking? That's the point.
Yeah.
What is it that you're risking?
そうだね。
If you don't do it, you're risking a very high risk that you will spend the rest of your life as a salaryman. You will have regrets. You will be bored.
Well, I think
if you're someone who's considering it, then you're probably
right,
in that
right,
situation.
Yeah, if
right?
you're considering,
I mean,
it,
if you're
yes.
happy, then what are we talking about?
Yeah, そうね。その人によるからね。なんか自由業の方がストレスが少ないっていう人と、逆にこう会社に属してて安定してる方がいいっていう人もいるだろうから、まあ、これは個人の好みの問題なんだけど。
And some people don't like the idea of being independent or not.Having an employer and
yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
you know, it bothers them. So.
ただでも増えてるっていうのは多分もともとね、そのネットとかなかったし、その何かを自分で独学で学ぶとかも難しかったと思うから、とりあえずみんな一応企業に入ってっていうのが伝統として普通だったところから、まあそうでもないねっていう人が増えるっていうのは、まあナチュラルだよね多分。
And I think younger people, millennials generally、mm.have so much more confidence、and they want a lot more. And there's this idea, I remember hearing Elon explain this idea, but Elon Musk, when he was starting out, had absolutely no money. It was him and his brother in some tiny apartment、and he was eating, I don't know, like oatmeal every day or something. It wasYou know, like that. But the idea for them was, how far is the floor? How far is the floor、if you fail? So you just figure out, okay, you want to do this, you might fail, but how far is the floor really? Because people kind of assume that it's a cliff. If I fail, I'm just going right off this cliff.
Yeah.
I'm falling forever. My life is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's done. But the reality is, you can haveAlmost no money at all, work some, you know, side job if you have to, and it doesn't change that much, especially if you're a young if you're a student, this is really the case. So because of that, because young people realize their unique position, that they don't have that far to fall, I think they're taking a lot more risks now than they have before.
Maybe.そうね、私は最初は普通に会社から始めたから、それはそれで良かったと思っていて、そのスキルを得るっていう意味では、何年か会社で働いて、あ、もうこれで一人でできるなと思って辞めるっていう、そっちの方がね、でも本当にお金はもらえるからね、その毎月決まったお金入ってこないにしても、クライアントと自分の間に企業が入ってて、お金を搾取されてるわけじゃないから、クライアントにとってもプロジェクトフィーは下がるし、で私は自分の取り分が 100% になるからっていう、まあまあウィンウィンだと思うんだけど、そう、でそれを選択する人が増えるっていうのは納得。
So wait, you think that Well, in this study, they were saying self-employed people generally were making that choice because they felt that they could make more money that way. Do you think that's, you agree with that? Like, that's generally the case, or you?
Generally は分かんない。自分のケースだとっていうこと。自分のケースだとだから月なんていうの毎月会社で働いてた時と同じぐらいを安定して稼げるかっていうとそれは結構頑張んないといけないけどもっと少ない時間でだから時間ごとのお金を稼ぐ効率は全然違うじゃんやっぱり、
うん、
その変な話企業に入ってるとじゃあ会社の家賃から総務とか経理の人の給料とか、うん、全部みんなでシェアしてるわけじゃんだからクライアントが毎月自分の会社に100万払ってたとしてもでそれを自分一人で回してたとしてもその100万が自分に入ってくるわけじゃないだけどフリーになっちゃえばその間に抜かれるものがないから、
mm-hmm.
まあ100万のクライアント一人で回すとしたら100万そのまま入ってくるわけ
だ All middlemen are disappearing、
yeah.
And、if you can identify something as a middleman type of position, it's probably on its way out.
Mm.
Everything is going direct to consumer. I mean, like this show, we upload it and people just download it and there's, mm-hmm. I mean, there,
そうね、
everything is sort of going to work this
way. アートとかも結構そうなってる感じするよね。
Mm-hmm.
あの、結構本当のアートってかなんて、プリントしてるものじゃなくて、本当のアート。わかる。だ大量生産してコピーしてるやつじゃなくて、もう一点物みたいな。
The original.
そうそうそう。を買うのが好きなんだけど、普通にギャラリーとか行っちゃうともう何十万円とかして絶対買えないんだけど、あのそんなに有名じゃないアーティストから直接買えば普通に何千円とか1万円以内でも全然売ってて、ですごい才能ある人もいっぱいいるし、だからエッチーとかそれこそ、まああと。あのオンラインでをメインにやってるギャラリーとか
I think there's going to be a weird sort of reverse version of that where people buy a schematic people buy the schematic like for 3D printing someone will create a piece of art、
mm.
a three-dimensional sculpture or whatever and they're just one person and they just create thisBut then they can sell this schematic
right,
and people
right.
can generate the artistic object at their own homes.
まあなんかそれの手前バージョンみたいなのもあるよね。Etsy とかだと。例えばそのフォントとかあの瓶に貼るラベルとかをプリンタブルで売っていて、mm. そのデータだけ売るからプリントは自分でしてねみたいな。
Mm.
それは結構人気があるよね。すごいいろんな人がいろんなものを売っている。
I don't know if there's very little backflow in this trend of everything being converted into information. And there was a huge debate about this in the 90s when the internet started coming on. It's like, can we make any money off of the internet? Maybe we can sell stuff on the internet. Someone was like, maybe I'll try selling a t-shirt.And, you know, there was a first time that all、
yeah.
of these things happened on the internet, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said that the internet wasn't going to become anything because you couldn't make people pay money for just information.、
Mm.
But information turns out to be an endlessly exploitable, infinite resource.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the deepest industry there is by far.、
Mm.
And it's cannibalized all sorts of physical objects that we would otherwise be peddling around.
本当に例えば結婚式で使うものとかそういうプリンタブルで売ってるものすごいいっぱいあるし要はテーブルに置くナンバーとなんか素敵なフォントのやつとかあとゲストの名前でこう机に置くやつもプリンタブルでもあるし、まあ、あと頼めば普通に手書きで書いてくれるやつもあって私はそれ頼んだんだけどアメリカのどっか田舎のに住んでる女の子が全部手書きで書いてくれてそれを送ってくれるっていうだからこう直接やり取りできるから間に別に結婚式の会社とかエージェントとかを入れなくても、
うん、
全然もう頼める人がたくさんいてしかも全然高くないから、
うん、
しかもアートとかになるとやっぱさアーティストと直接やり取りすることのメリットって結構あるじゃん なんかその人がどういう思いでそれを作ってるとか、あと日本から頼んでるっていうだけですごい喜んでくれたりとか、わあなんか日本から頼んでくれるんだすごいありがたいって言って、なんかおまけでステッカーくれたりとか、なんかいろいろあって、それも嬉しいし、手書きで手紙つけてくれたりとか。
Right, well, I mean, the art is that person trying to show you their mind. If you can have a conversation with that person, the significance of the artwork, I mean, it's their brain.
そうそう、だからその辺の雑貨屋で大量に作られているものを買うのとやっぱり満足度も違うし、大事にする感覚も違うんだよね。
Well, the freaky part is, and I go to some cafes that do like art displays and stuff, so sometimes I've talked to artists that were there, but you'll see something crazy that you like, and to you it's like, oh my god, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But in their mind, this is one little piece of art out of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of pieces of art.
Yeah.
And we're not so aware of the fact that this person's mind right there contains this artwork a million times more of this artwork that nobody can predict is going to come out of their head. It's
yeah.
There's something creepy about the, I don't know, just
why is it creepy?
Because it's like, I don't know, sometimes, I mean, art is sometimes creepy. It's jarring. It's shocking. What is this? This is so different. This is so weird. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
It's almost, I mean, a lot of provocative and interesting art is perverse, and it's...
Yeah, so I recently got this, これなんていうの?あれなんていうんだろう? Stitches?
The Disney?
What? No! Oh, oh my god. あのクロスステッチみたいな。だからこう布に
His evil twin?
布に糸でステッチしてるアートあるじゃん。
Uh-huh.
あれがあのパッと見お花みたいに見えるんだけど実はバジャイナなのねっていうアートがあって、
mm.
でそれをエッチで見つけて Oh my god, I have to buy this と思って2つ買ったの、自分用と友達用と。
Flower vagina?
そう、ヴァジャイナアート
。Cross-stitched。
そう。で、フラワーってかね、まあカラフルだから可愛いんだけど、よく見ると、てかよく見なくても、まあヴァジャイナなんだけどね。
So, is it just, it doesn't, it's not like a, it's not a scarf, right? Like you don't wear
no,
it?
No, no, no. それをか壁にかけるためのもので、mm. キッチンに飾ってあるんだけど、うちはね。それを買った時に、その人のお店のディスクリプションを読んでて、実はその子が、まあ、普通に前は仕事してたんだけどうつ病になっちゃって、で仕事辞めて何にもできなかった、もう病気だから。でもうすごい泣いたりとか辛くて、本当にその時にこのステッチだけはできた、だからこうそれを始めて、で今はこういう風に、今バジャイナだけじゃないんだけどね、まあ、いろんなのも作っててやってますって書いてあったから。
Penises and
No penises
No penises
No penises、
Not yet.
で、だからオーダーした時に、オーダーしてまあいろいろやり取りしてる時に、まあ、私もディプレッションになったことがあって、そういうアート的な、だから粘土とか塗り絵とかしかできなかったことがあるから、すごい気持ちがわかるし、お互いなんか会ったことないし、海を隔ててるけど、こういうふうにまだ生きてて二人で話せてるっていうのはすごい素敵なことだねみたいなことを言って、であっちもすごい喜んでくれて、なんかそこでちょっとやり取りして、なんか良くない？なんかすごい幸せな気持ちになる。
Well, you know, like, we pay money for all these like kind of prepackaged Hollywood versions of these kinds of stories and these kinds of experiences that we could relate to、mm-hmm. when there's real people around us, whether they're artists or musicians or whatever, that haveThat same kind of story or experience to share.
だからなんか企業が適当にね作ったやつ。
It's more significant.
そう、企業が適当に作ってプリントして売ってるやつ買うよりも、直接この人にお金を払う、この人をサポートする方がいいし、なんかさ本当に欲しいものであればね、なんかいいなと思う。
You don't really get that feeling when you go and you watch some big blockbuster movie, like, oh, I'm helping the person in this story. You know, you're not.
次、 先月コロンビア大学が盲目のマウスの目をクリスパーを使って治した際に変更を与える意図がなかった1000個以上の遺伝子にも変異が見られたという論文を学会誌ネイチャーメソッツ誌に発表し、人間に応用する前にさらなる精査が必要であると警告したため多くのメディアで取り上げられました。これを受け、さすがにこれは実験に間違いがあったか、実験方法に欠陥があったのではないかという声が多くの専門家から上がっています。 UC デイビスのポール・ノフラー教授は自身のブログで、オーストラリア国立大学の専門家から、そもそもクリスパーを行う以前にすでに遺伝子変異が存在していたのではないかという指摘があったことや、 UCSF の専門家からは、この研究は操作している遺伝子から離れたところもきちんと検査することの重要性を明らかにしていると回答が来たことを記しています。その上で、意図しない遺伝子変異がここまでのレベルで起きることは一般的ではない可能性が高く、サンプル数を増やしたり違う方法で実験してみることで真実が明らかになるだろうとしています。
Last month at Columbia University, following an experiment intended to repair a mutation that causes blindness in mice using CRISPR technology, over 1,000 off-target genetic mutations were observed in the subject mice. The researchers suggest that before human trials are conducted, further research is required. The study was published in the Nature Methods Journal and picked up by mainstream media. In response to this, there has been much skepticism from scientists, suggesting that perhaps the researchers made a mistake or that the method was faulty. Professor Paul Knoppler at UC Davis reached out to some researchers and received a mixed response, with an expert at the Australian National University suggesting that the mutations existed prior to the experiment, and an expert at UCSF pointing out that it may highlight the importance of checking for mutations near and far from the targeted site. Furthermore, he suggests that as the number of off-target mutations in this experiment are probably atypical, more experiments carried out in a variety of conditions may be helpful in understanding what happened.
そう、結構ショッキングだったから、クリスパー危ないみたいな感じでメディアに取り上げられたんだよね。
Well, people have been suggesting this for a while.And the similar stem cell purity issue.
で、まあ、ただ先、マウス2匹とコントロール1匹、で、1000個以上の遺伝子変異っていうのはさすがに多すぎるっていうことで、まあ、こういうふうにいろんな人たちが意見を出しているんだけど、で、その、
these scientists don'treally, I mean, a lot of this is speculative. I think there have been some legitimate concerns expressed about the quality of the study itself and the way it was carried out. But,
そう、like, なんか学会誌もコメントを出していて、あのもちろん他の論文と同じようにちゃんとレビューしていますみたいな。あのまあただで一応メディアとそのアーサーズもいろいろ話をしてて、まあアーサーズはもちろんこれはちゃんとレビューされたものですっていうことを言ってるんだけど、まあただいろんな専門家が言ってるのは、結局だからやっぱりまだ分かってないところがあるっていうのは確かだし、あのこういうふうに意図してないところで遺伝子変異が起きるっていうのもある可能性はもちろんあるので、これからもうちょっと研究していかないといけないですねっていうトーンだった。
I don't really think it'll affect the CRISPR technology. I don't think that there's anything fundamentally wrong with the theoretical basis for the CRISPR technology. But there's a distinction between the Cas9 and the CRISPR, and people have speculated that overactive enzymes may have resulted in cuttings that were outside of the scope of the targeted area.
そう、この最初の論文が出たためにクリスパー関連の会社の株がめっちゃ下がっていて、それでまあ怒ってる人もいたんだよね。ちょっと取り下げてくれみたいな話とかになったりして、結構ドラマだったみたいなんだけど、そう。
I mean, there have been many successful instances of the CRISPR technology being used, and I think it's pretty well demonstrated. This is probably going to I just personally suspect that the result of this is that it's something quite specific to the circumstances of this, of the experiment that was carried out here, and not really generally applicable to
そうっぽいんだけどね。ただ多分これがガーって広がったのは実際もう中国で2件ぐらい人間に使うトライアルが多分今やってるんだよね。すでに。でアメリカは来年から人間にもう使うってなってるから、あれあれちょっと待ってみたいな感じになっちゃって、すごい広がったっていう。
I mean, I might agree with the sentiment that that might be premature, but you know, I don't.Know what their, I mean, we don't really know what their laboratory setup is. One question is how many of these off-target genetic mutations are, you know, what's an acceptable level?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a difficult question too.
そうね、そう。私はやっぱそのそもそも CRISPR を行う前にこの遺伝子変異があったんじゃないかっていう指摘があったことにびっくりした。なんかそういう可能性もあるのかと思って、なんかそういうレベルなんだみたいな。
Well, I think that's, I don't know about always a possibility, but I mean it's always possible that you didn't check something thoroughly before the experiment, so you attribute it to something that was done during the experiment.
Yeah. 次。
A new project called Bake in Space is developing and plans to transport a special oven to the International Space Station next year in order to be able to safely bake crumbless bread rolls in space. Currently, astronauts consume generally unappetizing and freeze-dried packets of food. Bread had previously been allowed, but only if coated in gelatin to prevent the proliferation of crumbs, which could float around clogging things and interfere with electronics.Aside from a source of nutrition, baked bread is expected to have psychological benefits, being reminiscent of life on Earth.
Bake in Space というプロジェクトで、パンくずが出ないパンを宇宙で焼くために、国際宇宙ステーションに特殊なオーブンが届けられます。これまで宇宙飛行士はあまり美味しくないフリーズドライの宇宙食を食べてきました。パンを持ち込む許可が過去に出たことはありますが、パンくずが出て浮遊すると機械の間に詰まったりして危険なため、ゼラチンでコーティングしなくてはいけませんでした。宇宙でパンを食べられることによって、栄養価の側面はもちろん、地球での生活に近くなり、心理面の改善も期待できます。ゼラチンでコーティング？なんか嫌だね。
Right. Well, they had to. They had to do a lot of weird stuff like that. The first food, the Russians were doing it first in like 61 or something. And I think the first thing eaten was some, they had put it in a toothpaste tube. They had put like meat and vegetables and pureed meat and vegetables into a tube of toothpaste.
離乳食みたいなことだよね、赤ちゃんの。
Yeah, but the form factor for the delivery was important too.
Yeah.
The toothpaste container thing, you can carefully squeeze it and
yeah.
Nothing's going to go flying all over the place. But it tasted so bad. And so I think the second Russian that went to space ended up puking in space. And he was in space. So obviously it was a disaster.
その袋とかに入れるのも間に合わなかったってこと
I don't think they anticipated him throwing up. I don't know if he had a throw up bag.
He didn't anticipate it either.
I don't think that the Russian government went in and documented the extent to like his barf covering all the controls or what happened. But it's 0G, so you kind of expect that it was not a well-controlled ejection of material.
Yeah.
And then after that happened, they decided that they need to, they started to focus on the nutrition because people's stomachs can't handle weird stuff in space.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of queasy So you don't want to eat anything that might make you feel weird. And then there was an incident on the U.S. side with Gemini 3 where Gus Grisham brought, against the rules, against the rules, he smuggled a corned beef sandwich onto the spacecraft, the Gemini 3 spacecraft.
Wow. どこに隠してたの?
No, he wasn't. He just whipped out this sandwich once they were about to take off or something. And apparently parts of that corned beef sandwich, like crumbs and stuff, like went around inside the space capsule. And it's really dangerous because it's zero G.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of ignore breadcrumbs because they just fall and they go away.
さすがに宇宙飛行士だから分かってるわけでしょ。ある程度リスクがある。それでもコンビーフサンドイッチを持ってきたかった
の? No, these guys had no idea. This was very early space exploration.
Okay.
I don't think Gus had been in space before.
まあいいだろうぐらいの感じで持ってっちゃったってこと?
Or maybe he had, I don't know, but nobody had that much experience at the time. And so it was very important to follow protocol. So NASA was quite upset about the corned beef sandwich and the potential of breadcrumbs clogging filters, flying. You'll breathe it in. Like you could be trying to land the lunar module and a breadcrumb just flies into your eye or something. And then the U.S. loses a multi-billion dollar piece of equipment. It could... Like crumbs and little things that fly around in space are seriously hazardous.
Wow.
Because it'll just go in your eye. Like, you know how when it's really windy, there's all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so stuff's going in your eye. Well, in space, you don't need the wind to suspend these particles in the air. They're just staying there at eye level or whatever level they want.
Yeah. 確かに。
And it just bounds around forever. One interesting thing I saw is that Italy developed something called the ISS Presso.
Espresso?
The International Space Station.
We had together on it.
So they do have a coffee maker that's designed specifically to make coffee in space.
どうなってんの?その作ったコーヒーがウィダインゼリーみたいな容器に入れられるとかそういうこと?
They probably put it into one of these little packets that you suck onto. But I know that there was some Kickstarter that developed a whiskey glass for use in outer space. Like there's a certain geometry that you can use to design a whiskey glass so that it like wicks whiskey. Like a cup is a very difficult thing to make for space use.
Yeah.
Right? Because cups...
Yeah.
it requires gravity.
Yeah.
So you have to use like all these other weird physical properties to get fluids to behave the way you want.
Right.
Also, they have liquid salt and pepper.
Yeah.
It's liquid.
そっか、こうやって振ったら大変なことになっちゃうもんね。
Even once.
Yeah.
Even if you have a salt shaker, you do it even once, the whole space station probably has to be thrown out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not that extreme, but...
Liquid salt and pepper.
And they actually have a microwave on the International Space Station right now.
へー。じゃあ、温かいもの食べれる
の? I think it's a microwave. It's some kind of oven that heats stuff. It might be some other kind of oven.
Okay.
Maybe microwaves would do something weird. But they don't have a refrigerator. So nothing's kept cold. That way at least.
Freeze dry のアイスよく売ってるよね、宇宙食。
The ice cream flavor, like strawberry ice cream.
I've never had it.
I've never seen astronauts actually eating that in the space videos.
They don't, right? I heard that they just sell it at museums and they don't actually... use it.
Wouldn't it be so easy to just have a video of an astronaut eat it like once? It weighs nothing.
Yeah.
Might as well.
でもあんま美味しくなさそう。
I've had it before. It's It tastes like ice cream. But it's freeze-dried,
so... What do you mean it tastes like ice cream? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, it...
Like, it tastes...
It doesn't like not taste like ice cream. It says... it tastes like melted ice cream that was dried out into a brick.
Ew.
Or I guess I should say, once you eat the freeze-dried ice cream and it melts in your mouth, you get a similar aftertaste.
Okay.
Or once it's melted, it's very... There's a certain point in the process where it's like, now it's the same as ice cream, right?
Huh.
Like 5 seconds after you put ice cream into your mouth.
Yeah.
It can do that.
Is it satisfying?
Only, I mean, it's a novelty thing. Just because it's like space food, it's satisfying,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
Or, I mean, they do that for, you know, the bunkers of preppers. They freeze dry everything because it lasts forever. According to new research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, over 2 billion people, or nearly one-third of the world's population, is either overweight or obese and suffer from related health problems. The study included 195 countries and data from 1980 to 2015, collected by the Global Burden of Disease study. The study found that the obesity epidemic is worsening in most parts of the world, with serious implications for public health. High BMI accounted for 4 million deaths in the observed period, with more than two-thirds of those deaths being attributed specifically to cardiovascular disease. The author speculated on the cause as follows. Changes in the food environment and food systems are probably major drivers. Increased availability, accessibility, and affordability of energy-dense foods, along with intense marketing of such foods, could explain excess energy intake and weight gain among different populations.
学会誌ニューイングランド・ジョーナル・オブ・メディシンに掲載された研究で、世界の20億人、つまり人類全体の3分の1が太りすぎもしくは肥満で健康を害していることが分かりました。これは GBD によって1980年から2015年に195カ国で採集されたデータをもとに明らかになったものです。世界のほとんどの地域で肥満問題が広がっており、観測期間中に400万人が肥満が原因で死亡し、その3分の2以上が心臓疾患によるものでした。肥満が広がっている原因として、論文では以下のように説明されています。食べ物を取り巻く環境やシステムの変化がおそらく主な原因です。カロリーの高い食べ物をいつでもどこでも安く入手できるようになった上に、激しいマーケティングが行われている。国を超えてカロリーの過剰摂取や体重増加が見られるのは、こうしたことが原因なのです。3分の1はすごいね。
Yes.
なんか他の動物で置き換えるとすごいもんね。
Well,
地球上の猫の3分の1が肥満ですとかって言ったらさ。結構びっくりしない?
What would happen? 3
匹に1匹は。
What would something happen?
No.
Nothing would happen, right?
まあ猫はね。
Nothing would happen.
ちょっとかわいいよね。猫の場合は。
Yeah, these statistics are quite... It's alarming, and I think...
日本にいるとあんまり感じないけどね、これは。
Well...But someone who lives in Japan and goes to America, I think, experiences it tenfold.
あ、それはそうだよ。
Right?
それは本当に思う。フロリダ行くたんびにやっぱり。
No pun intended. What's your BMI?
BMI? BMI ってなんだっけ？何を、身長と体重をどうにかするやつだよね。
Yeah, what's your...
ここでみんなに言うの?
No, you can hold up your fingers if you want to, if you don't want anyone to know. Just the BMI.
156センチ。45キロ。
18.5, which is the bottom end of normal weight.
Okay.
So,
まあそうでしょうね。
Yeah, but BMIs, I mean, it's very close to saying that you're underweight, actually. So...
Well, I don't feel like I'm underweight at all, but... I feel like I'm pretty normal.
My BMI is 25, which means I'm overweight by 0.1.
BMI yes. is bullshit, right?
Well,
don't they say it's bullshit?
There's just certain body types that BMI does not
しかもだってさ、evaluate. 骨の重さとかにもよるしさ。You're definitely not overweight.
Well, I think it's muscle mass. Is,
そうだよね。筋肉の重さを考慮してないもんね。BMI は。
Yeah, well, I mean, BMI doesn't necessarily track with...body fat percentage on an individual basis,
mm-hmm.
but for very large populations, you can still use it because there's right. not that many people that are the exception to BMI. The caution is just using BMI for yourself as an individual one person. You should keep in mind you might be one of these outliers where BMI is not giving you good information.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, obesity rates range from 1% to 35% per country.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States has an obesity rate of 35. Australia,
28.6. Wow.
28.6 in Australia is still super high.
Yeah.
And the United Kingdom is 28%, Mexico 28%, Canada 28%. It's kind of curious that Australia, the UK, Mexico, and Canada are around the same level of per capita BMI being outside of the range. But China is 6.9%, Korea is 5.3%, and Japan is 3.6%. So Japan has a lower obesity rate than other countries in Asia, although in Southeast Asia, it's generally around 1%.
まあそうだよね。ベトナムで太い人見ないもんな。
Yeah, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Cambodia, those places, they're pretty...
太れないしね。
I mean, if some people still are.
Yeah, but like there are so many kids that are living under $1 per day or something, you know, like they can't afford Coca-Cola every day.
Well, they're also, you know, working all the time or they're certainly not on YouTube 24/7.
そうね。日本が 3.6% でアメリカが 35% でしょ。桁が違うもんね。Wow.日本は逆が心配になるもんな、インスタグラムとか見てるとなんかこうダイエット記録みたいなアカウントが結構いっぱいあって、本当に細い女の子がこう今日は体重が 0.5 も増えちゃってたからなもっと頑張りますとかでみんななんかあなんか一緒に頑張りましょうみたいな感じで何を頑張るのこれ以上みたいなすごい細いじゃん
Well, I always...
逆にそっちが心配になる。
Yeah, you see, you know, people that have anorexia at the gym, on the treadmill, running faster than I am.
Right.
And, yeah, body image is... That's what makes us so, like, complicated, is, you know, how we perceive ourselves. And it's not...I mean, managing your weight for whatever reason has been such a difficult thing for people to do.
Yeah.
Even people that are in shape, they still put, you know, quite a bit of effort into. I mean, it doesn't come... There's some people where they just don't gain weight, but I think most people have to be kind of aware of what they're doing, you know.
そうね、この人言ってるみたいにそのアクセシビリティっていう意味ではねコンビニとかでカップラーメンなりお弁当なりいつでも買えちゃうから
Well, the American portions, food portions
Yeah
are
この間まで言ってたじゃんアメリカマイケル食べれる全部
I can.
Oh, okay.
But then I can't walk straight when I'm leaving. But I mean, those portions are, it's really unbelievable. It's almost,
yeah.
Every time I go back, I'm like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
it's just a little bit outside of like what you can believe being here, you know?
なんかさ、嫌がらせかなって思う時あって。なんか、この間フロリダ行ってメキシカン頼んだら、なんかさ、I ordered enchiladas, yeah? So, enchilada が来て、まあサラダがちょっとついて、ライスと豆が来るじゃん。それは日本も一緒じゃん。豆がね、缶丸々1個使っただろうっていう量なの、
mm.
ガチだよ、
yeah.
もう1人缶1個なんかもうこれでもかっていうかさ嫌がらせかなって思ったむしろ絶対食べれるわけないじゃん
Well certainly if you ate the full meal like that three times a day eating out in the United States、
ね、
I can't imagine how many calories it must be approaching like 10,000 right?、
Mm.
Like no joke, not even exaggerating. It must be approaching 10,000.
Yeah. I mean, しかもさ、こう全部食べなくてももったいないからみんな持って帰るじゃん。で持って帰ったらそれ捨てるのもったいないからそれ食べるじゃん。
So it's like twice. Yeah. No, I was doing that. I was doing that. I don't want to waste food, so I'd order something, and I'm also traveling, so I want to try different things.
そうそうそう
You order two of something. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You really overdid it.
そうだからよくあるのは昼にピザ食べるじゃん。食べきれないから持って帰って夜ピザ食べるじゃん。でも日本だったら昼ピザ食べてお腹いっぱいだったら夜はじゃあもう野菜だけでいいかとかさ、なるんだけど家にピザあるからもう食べるじゃん。
There's a weird thing where your stomach size really, like after I came back from the States, I was starving, starving, no matter what. I could eat a full like Japanese size meal and I was still starving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, my God, I'm full American now. It's over. It's over.
Just after like what, but, a week or 2 weeks.
But if you can just get through this thing without doing too much damage to your health, you go back. But it's like for that to have become normal and that I could have just kept doing that for years.
Yeah.
'Cause really That's what has to happen for most of these people. To become obese. Obese is like really big. It's like you're pretty big.
Yeah. なんかでもさ、ずっと肥満が問題ですって言ってるけど、ポーションサイズはちっちゃくならないじゃん。なんかそこからどうにかすればいいのにね。国を上げてさ。
Well, the people are so big now that they, I mean the amount of calories that most of these Americans need is probably a lot more than me when I'm over there. Like, I feel like that. You know, I don't think that they need portions that are that big.
Yeah.
But certainly the average portion size would increase necessarily as the humans got bigger. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's kind of like chicken and egg problem, no?
Well, it's a cycle for
sure. They still have like thin teenagers or preschoolers or whatever, let's say, and
not really.
They keep going to restaurants with huge portion size and they're going to get big. And because they're big, they need bigger portion size and it's like never ending. No,
the scariest thing that's happening right now is that some of the people that are growing up now that are obese have been overweight their whole lives, which basically had never happened before.
Mm.
I mean, when did that ever happen? And it didn't.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, in China, the obesity rate is 6.9% overall, but the obesity rate for children in China is over 20%.
Wow.
Think about that, right? And we don't really know what the implications are for being that overweight from such a young age.
What 20% すごいな。だからこれ今チャイナ何 6.9% だけど何年かしたらガッて急に上がるって可能性が高いってことだよね。 思いっきり。
And this is probably happening in other places. I think it's happening in Japan as well. I mean, if you go to Koenji, no offense to people in Koenji, but there are fat kids in Koenji. Every time I go to Koenji.
Why Koenji?
Because they have all the fast food stuff right there at the train station, like the KFCs and like
okay.
all this stuff. Hmm. But I notice it in certain areas that there are, like all the kids are getting heavier.
Right.
Kids used to be super skinny all the time, all of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a global trend. It's a, I don't know if there's going to be any sort of international initiative, but.
I blame Starbucks.
Why Starbucks?
なんかね、スタバの食べ物売ってるじゃん。
Yeah.
あそこが一番なんかアメリカをリプレゼントしてると思ってていつもなんかマックとかよりもさらになんか、hmm. あの安なんていうの体にいいものが一個もないチョイスっていうかそのケーキ あバナナだけねでもバナナないと店舗もあるからたまに
and it's also weird if you just if you buy the banana
yeahI've done that.
And you just sit there and eat the banana.
I just get like hot soy milk and banana, but they're both overpriced.
Mm.
So it's like, what am I doing here? Mm. I might as well just go to supermarket and get the same thing. But muffin, cake, sandwich, みたいな。なんかそのなんていうの?
But I feel like that's not...But Japan has always done that kind of stuff, right? Have little like sweets and little okashi and like little sweet thing with like tea and kind of the bitter and the sweet. Like that's something that I feel like you can manage better than
like
having the quadruple stacked pancakes with your blueberry like, caramel whip, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but it's like when I have to eat lunch somewhere, like if I have to kill some time and have to eat lunch outside, なんかStarbucks has never made me happy with their choices because it's like, this is all like, なんか
What? Well, there's a lot of places that sell real food.
No, but the thing is, there are not that many places.
There's tons of places that sell.
Well, I blame myself because I can't go to restaurants by myself. So I have to go to cafes and I have to eat there.
Why can't you go to a restaurant by yourself?
え、なんか気まずい。
But you can go to a cafe and eat a banana?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'd much rather do that. 次。
Research published in Frontiers in Computational Neuroscience by the Blue Brain Project has discovered new neural architectures within the structure of the brain using a kind of math called algebraic topology.The researchers explain that the brain forms complex structures from groups of neurons into what is called a clique, where the interconnectivity within the structure can be described as a dimensionality to the clique as a geometric object. Henry Markram, director of the project, explained to Frontiers as follows. We found a world that we had never imagined. There are tens of millions of these objects, even in a small speck of the brain,up through seven dimensions. Research using virtual brain tissue developed in 2015 suggests that the brain in development is constantly rewiring to build a network which maximizes the dimensionality of its internal structures. When provided a stimulus, cliques in the virtual brain assembled to produce high-dimensional cavities. Rand Levy, one of the algebraic topologists involved in the study,explains as follows. It is as if the brain reacts to a stimulus by building and then raising a tower of multidimensional blocks, starting with rods, then planks, then cubes, and then more complex geometries with 4D, 5D, etc. The progression of activity through the brain resembles a multidimensional sandcastle that materializes out of the sand and then disintegrates.
学会誌 Frontiers in Computational Neuroscience に掲載されたブルーブレインプロジェクトの研究で 代数的トポロジーを使って脳の構造の中に新しい神経構造が発見されたことが分かりました。脳はクリークと呼ばれる神経の集合体から複雑な構造を作り出しますが、その構造内の相互接続性は幾何オブジェクトのように次元性があります。プロジェクトディレクターのヘンリー・マークラム氏は以下のように説明しています。私たちは想像もしていなかった世界を発見しました。脳内のほんの小さな一部分の中にすらこうしたオブジェクトが何千万個も存在し、その次元は7次元にも及びます。2015年に行われた仮想脳組織を使った研究では、発達中の脳は構造の次元性を最大化するために絶えず再配線されていることが分かっています。刺激を受け取ると仮想脳のクリックは次元性の高い空洞を作り出します。研究に携わった代数的トポロジーの専門家ラン・リーヴァイ氏は以下のように述べています。脳は刺激を受けると多次元のブロックを使ったタワーを立てて壊すような反応を見せます。まず1次元の棒、2次元の板、3次元の立方体、そしてさらに4次元、5次元と複雑な幾何学物質になっていきます。脳内活動の発達は多次元のお城を砂で作ってそれが壊れる様子に似ています。7次元って何？
It is what it is.
なんか5次元ぐらいまではさ聞いたことある、聞くじゃん。
Right. Well, this isn't necessarily the same sort of dimensionality that's described in cosmology, for example.
Okay.
Where the fourth dimension is time, and so on. But they're using this dimensionality. I guess it probably has a more tangible definition within algebraic topology itself, but. It's just the, I mean, it's like they're describing, so rods, planks, then cubes, and then more complex geometries. It's literally just the structure, the architecture of these very, very small structures that are formed from these neuron groups within the brain. And what's incredible is that these structures are being assembled very rapidly in response to stimulus. And so basically, I feel like there was a movie that had a scene like this, where maybe it happened in Inception or something, where just using the imagination, they're building rapidly, you know, these structures and tearing down structures. It is either thought itself or it is caused by thought, or it causes thought, or we don't know what the exact relationship is, but these structures being...
Wait, so these structures literally look like geometric objects? Like it literally looks like cubes.
We can't see them because they're... I don't think we can... I mean, maybe you could with some kind of insane microscope or something, but... They've been studying the structures within the brain, and there's a sort of a fundamental disagreement among scientists about whether matter is primary or information is primary. And some of these more information-leaning scientists, people like cosmologist Max Tegmark, have proposed that it is actually the... structural, it is the organization, it is the connections that produce the emergent phenomenon of consciousness. So in a sense, rather than having some, I don't know what other forms the answer might come in, an equation or something, guys like Tegmark believe that if we can understand what the physical architecture, the structures of these connections and whatnot going on in the brain are, then we can understand these phenomena, because that's where they originate from. And when you take a reductionist approach and try to just look at a single neuron or something, you're kind of missing the point. It's kind of like studying a species in absence of its ecosystem or something. It's the interconnectivity that produces this emergent phenomenon that isn't held within any single participant in that system. So,
なるほど。
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. This is so weird.
It is weird.
Like, I was going to say something, I totally forgot. そう、なんかこれ日本語に訳してて英語の方が分かりやすいんだよね。これなんか日本語にしちゃうと余計分かりにくくなっちゃうっていうか。
But I think it's something that, you know, you can sort of visualize and get a rough idea of what's happening. It's kind of weird to imagine that, you know, there's these little robot things that are building themselves into some organization and then being recycled.
Yeah. And that's happening right now.
It's happening right now. Otherwise,
in my brain.
Yeah. And there's some sort of multidimensional structural calisthenics that these things perform that correspond to the ideas that you're having and the things that you're saying all the time.
Yeah.
And I tend to lean towards the sort of informational view. Sort of that information is primary.
Yeah.
Or I guess,
well,
I wouldn't say that information is primary, but rather matter is certainly not primary would be my position. I don't know if information is primary.
Yeah.
We know that our information is an abstraction of matter. So it's kind of absurd to say that information could be primary. But matter is probably just another emergent phenomenon of the universe. So,
yeah, you're the guy of information.
Well, I think that this kind of process is happening all the time. I think this mimics the self-assembly in RNA. I think similar processes occurred in the evolution of our own universe, from getting to free electrons to atomic structures and more complex compounds that were generated by stars that had to explode and all this stuff. And and of course, all the creations in the cosmos upon achieving the peak organizational complexity for their form are recycled back into the system the same way that these structures are. So
this reminded me of viruses, like what they look like. They look pretty geometry-ish, no?
Viruses?
Yeah. I mean, certain, not maybe not all of them, but some of them look, you know, they have like cubes and then on top of it, it has another cube and it has like these legs, like rovers, and I don't know.
Yeah, and well, the way viruses work is, they are rapidly evolving creatures. I don't know if we call them life forms, but everything sort of follows the same.
When I read this, virtues. I thought these dimensions mentioned here were like the cosmic dimensions. So I was thinking about dreams, like, oh, you know, because like in the dream, like there's not really a sense of time or whatever, or sense of reality even. But I guess that's not really related.
Well, that's, I mean, we consider that as a dimension from the perspective of our experience.
Yeah.
But from a mathematical standpoint, I mean, it would be interesting to see what these structures are doing in your sleep, maybe.
Yeah.
But this phenomenon, I mean, we just found out about it. So I mean, how much of this is for certain and how much of this is sort of extrapolated mathematical mumbo jumbo that has nothing to do with what's actually going on. I certainly don't understand what the heck algebraic topology is.
Yeah.
It's one of these highly specialist forms right. of mathematics. But the algebraic topologists specifically are saying that this form of mathematics can see things that other forms of mathematics miss because it fully takes into account voids and the complexity produced in like spaces, like these small voids of space.
Okay.
That the empty space somehow acquires a multi-dimensionality to it. And that,
oh, God.
I mean, it's like, so you're doing flower arrangement, right?
Yeah.
And so you work with empty space, right?
Yeah.
And, but our current approach to science would be to study the flower and ignore the space, right? Mm-hmm. But there might be information contained there somehow.
Yeah.
Or utilized by some system. So I guess that's one of the
claims. And this can do just that.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, maybe. Maybe this,
もう知らないことが多いな、本当に。
Maybe this math is good for flower arrangement or something.
すごいね。
I don't know.
Yeah, or Japanese gardens, like historical gardens, where they don't put almost anything. They just put like a huge rock, and then there's nothing else.
It's such
it's
a statement.
It's just about, yeah, it's just about.
Isn't it such a statement? Like silence is such a statement sometimes too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my French friend went to see it in Kyoto and she came back and she was like complaining about it at first, like, ah, oh, they don't put anything, there's no flowers or anything, like, I don't understand. And I said, you know, it is about not putting too much shit, you know, it is about how to
tapping
not have anything.
Your algebraic.
Yeah, like how to control yourself and be like, okay, I'm going to put this one rock and this is it, you know, I'm just going to. I don't know. And then she kind of got it and she was like, oh, so you got to come.
Was that like a lasting lesson? Do you think that she's internalized that and sort of appreciating these?
I don't know.
Spaces.
I don't even do that. So
I think we do, though, on some level. I mean, as I've gotten older, I feel like I'm more minimalist than I used to be, consciously so. Before I would just like put stickers on stuff and put posters everywhere and everything I like, we can just put it all out here, you know? And
I used to have Britney Spears poster on my door and like some other stuff on the
But
wall.
I think
I had to kind of show my ego, like, you know, this is what I like, this is who I am, this is what I want to be. But like now,
there was
I
no
feel
minimalism,
like I don't have to,
right?
Yeah, I don't have to show that to everybody anymore. Well, I don't even need those reminders, like visual reminders to myself. Like, I don't need those anymore. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is changing?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Hopefully I'm gaining more muscles.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the change that I'm going through right now.
You can push your BMI into the healthy range.
Yeah. そうだね。だから本当50キロぐらいになりたいんだよね、筋肉で。相当だけどね、多分それ。あと5キロもあるから。
Yeah, I'm trying to. After that thing called me overweight, I guess I'll get my weight down. I'm like 80, like 82 or 83 right now. But I'm not fat, so.
No.
I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, 見た目の問題でしょ。だってもう数字っていうより、だって骨の重さとかわかんないから。
Well, I don't think bone density varies.
That's what people say recently, like, don't really get, you know, excited or depressed with the scale numbers, but, you know, just look at yourself in the mirror, and if you look okay, that's fine,
right? But
you know,
but you're biased. You can't, it's hard to tell by looking in the mirror. People get lost, especially if you're looking every day. Like, you don't see anything. You can be losing weight at a pretty good pace.
Because I've had that thing, like, I just look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so fat.
It's taking forever.
I'm definitely not.
But if you had just made it a habit and stopped obsessing over evaluating it, then three weeks would just go by.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd be like, oh, that was so easy.
Exactly. So, アプリ、アップデートあるよね? まだだった?
Yes. Well, the update's not out yet. It's being reviewed. But it should be out within a week, and it is.
結構変わるよね.
It's glorious.
Yeah. てか最初の時からかなり変わってるよねって話この間もしたっけ? ちょっと忘れちゃったけど. Yeah. なのでお楽しみに. 文字起こしのテキストは Apple というか iPhone と iPad と Mac と Android からゲットできますので試してみてください。 単発での購入もできるし月額 240円 で全部のテキストが読み放題っていう激安のプランもありますので ぜひ あと単語テスト機能とか メモとかね あと月額 240円 のプランに入ってもらうと リーディング練習用のエッセイもついてきますので ぜひ試してみてください。
And some of those features are you don't have to pay anything to use.
そう、単語テスト機能とかね、別にタダで使えるし。
And self-test feature.
そうね、テスト機能もタダで使える。 Yeah. あと何かあった?
Astronomers are saying that they believe that stars are made almost always be created in pairs.
Okay. And then 急に宇宙の話? Okay.
Well, yes, if there's anything else, and this is kind of cool.
Okay.
Bonus.
Yeah.
But yeah, stars may be created in pairs, generally speaking.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't read into the details of why, but the implication is that our own sun has a double of itself somewhere
over the rainbow.
I don't know if they've tried to locate it or if it if something happened to it, but there should be another star that was created along our star. It might be interesting to figure out where that is. And also in the TRAPPIST-1 system, which we've talked about before, the nearby system with the potentially habitable planets, they've research on that system seems to suggest that its probability of being of having life on it is higher than our own solar system. Which to me sounds kind of ridiculous because we're here. We know we know that our system has life, but it seems
that's
like
exciting.
That, yeah, this fairly nearby system that we will be able to observe more and more with new instrumentation seems increasingly likely to have aliens on it. So the never-ending wait for aliens might at some point come to a close.
Hopefully, while I'm still here.
Yeah, would that be a good thing?
Yeah. It'll make my day.
Well, in that case.
終わり。
So this.
Bye.
Bye.